When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It just drives me nuts. It's not fair. It's totally not fair. And I just think we're afraid to say out loud, Steph's not as great as he was. Doesn't mean he can't still be great. It's just, it's not what it used to be.
No, I'm with you there. So 888-957-9570. If you do have some thoughts, this is the third annual Doobie Awards live at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Thanks to everybody for coming out today.
Yeah.
What a show. We got one hour left.
Where's the owner?
We'll get Big Sam in the building. We'll get Sam on the air in just a second.
Big
here.
Sam,
as you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. We'll get Sam in the building. Is there anybody else I left out here?
Actually, someone else special on the line right now.
Who's that? Uh-oh.
Who's there? Can you introduce yourself, please? Who's on the line right now?
There's only one Baldy in this world, and it's time to only one Baldy here. Got to chime. Said you can chime in during the holiday season, the Doobie Awards. You can't have this award show without Baldy called in. But Joe Bunt, anyway, good to hear your voice. Good to check in with you boys.
Baldy, I got to say, you were the guest of the year two times running.
Yeah.
You were going for a three-peat like the Kansas City Chiefs, and you got knocked off the pedestal here by Dave Fleming, the play-by-play voice of the San Francisco Giants. Some people aren't happy about it. They say, how did Baldy not win it 3 years in a row?
Well, controversy, sometimes controversy just follows you. You have to deal with it, And so, it's not supposed to be just easy-peasy here all the time. So I can handle it. It's disappointing. Disappointing not to three-peat, just like it'll be disappointing to every Chiefs fan not to three-peat this year. But it can happen. So I got to deal with it right now.
Baldy, I was driving in this morning. I like to listen to all kinds of music, and certain songs came on. I started thinking about my dad. I started tearing up because, being on the radio for this long with my buddy Bonte, to be able to do what we do, we're very lucky. And I was thinking about just how one of the seminal moments in my radio career, whatever you want to call this, my dad called me one day and he goes, I love the way Brian Baldinger says, Joe, Bonte, you say our names, and it feels like you know us. And we've become friends, and I feel like we've become friends, and it means a lot to us to be able to talk to you every single week. We don't take it lightly. We love you. The audience loves you. But Brian, you're not a great friend,
Baldy. You're family now.
Yeah, you are.
You're family.
And I love you, bro.
And the Roasters here. Give it up for Baldy.
Yeah, Brian,
give it up to the Roasters. They love you, Baldy.
We love you.
Hey.
Baldy. Baldy.
Baldy.
God. I just thank you. Thank you for everything,
that
Brian.
Makes me cheer up, Joe. That makes me, I know we're family, Joe. I've been in your backyard, having a carnivore-like feast back there, drinking some good vino this time of the year. We've had a lot of good moments, man.
We have some great moments, man, and we'll have many more moments in the future, Baldy. You do what you do. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. The Roasters are here live and direct. We're trying to figure out how the Niners are going to finish the season. And, Baldy, you definitely stirred the pot the other night with the Purdy and Darnold talk. Every outlet ran with that one.
Well, it was not supposed to be any sort of a knock on Brock Purdy. Obviously, I've been as big a supporter of his as there is. But if it is about finances, though, and if finances do come into play, it's something you have to consider, I think, if you're the 49ers. That's all I was trying to say. I wasn't trying to really stir the pot. But, I understand how things can sort of be construed. That's all right. I can live with that. I got big, broad shoulders for a reason.
We know.
Baldy, three plates on each side on the bench press.
Hey, Baldy, you do radio hits all throughout the country. Is there any two, a pairing, or any kind of program director like the one we have here in Matt and Hagan and me and B on the radio?
Nah, there's Matt and Hagan, and then there's everybody else. Like, he literally is at the top of the leaderboard. Nobody really gives you guys the freedom. I don't know. I don't have more fun anywhere else. I do hits all over, but I don't know if I have any more fun than I have with you guys.
I love it.
Wow, that's a great compliment, Baldy. We've been doing this for a long time, man.
Last one. Let's go.
Go ahead.
Let's go viral one more time here. Tua or Purdy? Remove everything.
He's taking
it's
Purdy.
A minute and a half to go. You got no timeouts. Everything's the same. The play caller's the same. Wide receiver's the same. O-line's the same. Who are you giving the ball to and why?
You're saying between Purdy and Tua?
Yep.
I'm taking Brock Purdy. I mean, he's taking you right down to the brink of a Super Bowl championship.
Yeah. Thank you, Baldy. Yep. We're not going to get ridiculous here. We've seen Purdy do it in the bright lights of the playoffs, Baldy.
That's it. I mean, we haven't seen that from Tua. So I'm just going by what we have watched and witnessed over the last 3 years.
I love it.
I love it, Baldy. Well, we love the shout-out, man. We can't wait to talk to you on Tuesday.
I miss
Happy holidays to you, man. Thank
Merry
you for
Christmas.
Calling in. The Rosen Game. One more time.
Bye, Baldy.
Baldy. Baldy. Baldy. Baldy. You really are the best. And I don't say this flippantly. You are the modern-day John Madden.
Absolutely.
You break it down like John Madden, like he did. You love the game like Madden. You can tell you have a passion for it, and you break it down, and our listeners, it resonates with the listeners.
Wait till the Baldy's Breakdowns bus gets out of the depot this year during training camp and makes a nationwide tour. Then it will be like a true John Madden-type moment.
Wow.
We love that,
Baldy. I love it.
Mark
the tape.
It's being worked on right now.
I love it right now. Brian Baldy, everybody, right here on the River Rodgers Guest Line. What a guest. What a surprise. We had so many surprises today. Dave Fleming leaving this message. Bob Myers in this message. We'll do Bob Myers' message one more time, but only cue it up. It was our guest moment of the year. And as Bob Myers accepted his award, he left his speech here.
Hey, Vontae Shasky. What's up, fellas? Just want to say thank you for this honor, this doobie, a guest moment of the year when I recognized the drop. Thought it was a little offensive, like I was just trying to tell a story, and I got hit with that. But I'll take the award. I'd say the 15 championship would be one. I think 17 was good too. I think we were like 16-1 in the playoffs. They're all good. I mean, this isn't the best award, but this is probably second or third. It's definitely better than at least one or two of the championships. So I got to figure out where to put this bad boy. But anyways, boys, love your show. Love what you guys are doing. Thanks for always having me on. And I don't even know what this award looks like. Kind of hard where I'm going to get here. But I'm excited. Take it easy.
All right, Bob Myers, everybody. That was Bob Myers. Going to go on the mantle next to the Larry O'Briens. We got a special shout out to Ron in Oakland. Now, I don't know, you just met Ron, right, Shasky?
Yeah.
I had to sit with him at a baseball game with our buddy Bram from Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know Bram, he would talk your ear off left and right. Yeah. Just, even on his podcast, like, wait, you brought me onto the show. Can I get an answer in?
You know what his nickname is?
What's that?
Alien Romulus, because he just sucks. He just starts talking.
Man.
And then, like, you can't even come up for air.
You can't come up for air. You can't do it. So Ron and Hayward was like, Bonte, you know, I'm with you on Trey Lance, man. I think I saw your video, you and Shasky, and I'm on a Trey Lance hype. Well, we're all on a Trey Lance hype. And Spadoni, if you can.
Sometimes you swing, sometimes you miss.
I want you to queue up the video on the infamous Trey Lance training camp video when you get a chance, Spadoni. Let me know when you have it. But Ron Hayward, get up here, Ron. You didn't come out here. No, you're not talking? Oh, he's shy.
Nah.
He's shy. He had take after take. I couldn't watch a baseball game. I'm like, Ron, can I just see a pitch? Oh, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Well, I think they should do this. And now he's shy.
I thought you weren't going to any baseball games.
Well, I did 2 years ago. 3 years ago. 3 years ago. It was 3 years ago because the next year I said, don't spend a dime on the Giants. I'm not attending the baseball game. And what happened? I didn't attend a baseball game, nor did I spend a dime on the Giants. And I think a lot of people follow suit. They followed me with that movement.
Well, people followed us with the Trey Lance movement, and we ended up being just globally wrong. And Cooper Rush is just balling way better than Trey Lance ever has.
That one hurts. Spadoni, you have it yet? Not yet. All right. Spadoni's pulling up.
We've got a special caller calling in about 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to have somebody call in who wanted to be here. And there's someone very important to the, I would say, the civic world in the Bay Area.
That's a tease.
It's a tease. Carter, you'll learn that one day. It's called a radio tease. It's like me teasing that I'm going to eat a big bowl of lobster linguine at the break here.
Are you going to go for more?
Yeah, why not? I'm starving.
I lost my voice. You had three plates already.
I had three plates.
Shout out to Baby Chaz. Are you having fun, Chester? Are you having fun? Anna, by the way, my fiance Anna, she's the biggest Brock Purdy fan. And last year, she called me when the Niners lost 3 in a row.
Yeah.
She goes, you know, I see why women live longer than men. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, because men is all locked up in sports and it's stressful.
It is.
She goes, I'm stressing right now over Brock Purdy.
It takes years off your life.
Now think about the conversations we're having right now about Brock Purdy. She doesn't want to hear any about it. She don't want to hear anything about it.
He'll be the 49er quarterback. He's doing so well financially, he gave all of his offensive linemen Toyotas.
He didn't have to take on a loan for it. He only makes about $800,000.
Toyota kind of figured something out there.
Yeah, maybe. He cooked the books a little bit.
Tacoma's a good truck.
It is a good truck.
It's not as good as Ceremony Ford.
No, it's not good as Ceremony Ford. Shout out to Ceremony Ford.
I'm a Ceremony Ford kind of guy.
I am too,
baby. They make great quality stuff, but Ceremony Ford.
No doubt about it.
Prices, go see Matt Schoen, my guy. I got a new 2024 Maverick, and I love it.
Matt Schoen and Matt's Troublemakers. Now, Matt's Troublemakers are a group of ladies who work in a business office.
Uh-huh.
It's about 9 of them.
Uh-huh.
And they all listen to The Morning Roast.
Oh, thank you.
All listen to The Morning Roast.
And I apologize.
And they love my takes more than yours, but I'm kidding. It's a joke. It's a joke.
So they lie, too.
They do lie. All right. The infamous, we all need a laugh here. Let's laugh at ourselves. Here's Shasky and I coming out of training camp. Day number 3. Oh, other side. Oh, we got a break. Okay, all right. We'll break right now. More coming up. The Doobie Awards. We got 2 awards left. The Roast Moment of the Year and the Roaster of the Year. You don't want to miss that. Live from Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. It's going down to 3rd Annual Doobie Awards, and that's what's coming up. Brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
What up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning Motherfucking Roast with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah!
Morning Roasters!
What up?
We made it! Last segment! Long-time Roaster Vic, you're alive! You've only listened to the show for a week, but it's okay. It's okay, Vic.
I love it.
Roasters in the building.
I love it.
Robbie Dizzle. What up, Robbie Dizzle? Robbie Dizzle, my main man. We go back like a decade from the old Marty Leary dinners at Original Joe's. Oh, this is, what's your name?
Chesna,
who just had her Christmas sing-along yesterday.
Oh, yeah? How'd she do?
She did great.
Did you win an award?
Nah. Did you win an award?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. She won an award.
And she just had her birthday. How old are you now?
How old are you?
She's four. Round of applause.
She made four. She's out of the baby phase.
She's into the four-year-old phase.
Four, and I've lost a lot of hair. When she turns 8, I'll probably have no hair.
She's got all your hair.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, the hairline is received, man, the corners. Somebody Instagrammed me, and they were like, zoomed him on my line. It's like, hey, you want me to cut your hair? I was like, Pat's doing a great job at Dapper Don's. What are you talking about?
Every time I get a haircut, I go, how many more of these do I get?
It's worrisome, man.
How many more of these do I get?
I'm like, hey, just be careful around the soft spots, brother.
Sometimes you cut the lawn a little too tight and it doesn't grow back.
All right, joining us live on the River Islands guest line. Because we're going to get back to the Doobie Awards. We got 2 big awards left.
The biggest ones. I'm already getting text messages. Tony was robbed in multiple categories.
Oh, wow.
She better not have left because people want to hear from her again.
All right, well, the Roast Moment of the Year and then the Roaster of the Year is coming up. But first, we go out to the River Islands guest line to Mayor-elect Daniel Lurie. Is this the mayor?
Oh, the San Francisco new mayor.
Is this Daniel?
What's up, Daniel?
How are you two?
Do you call me Mayor or Daniel?
We talked about this last time. You can call me Daniel. And it sounds like you guys are having a party over there.
We are.
You need to be here.
Well, quite honestly, Mayor, I know that you were a part of the board to get the bidding for the Olympics. We're hoping that next year we can bring this back to San Francisco. We need to get you bidding on this event. You know, Laughing Monk's been great to us. We love them. But they also have a San Francisco location.
All right. So next year, I'll be there. Let's do it. here in San Francisco. Come on.
There it is.
Deal.
There's a lot of people that want in on this, Mayor. There's a lot of people that want in. Hey, what are we going to do about these Warriors? Because I know you love the sports.
Oh,
you're at Chase Center all the time.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little depressed right now. They lost by 51 last night. I didn't get through a postgame show. How did I do that last night after losing by 51?
Fonte, I don't know what to say except maybe we were overachieving early on. The trade deadline is coming up, or is it passed? It hasn't passed yet, has it? Can we go out and get more people?
Yeah. We have to.
I think we need one more. We need another body. I was hoping we were going to get Giannis, but Milwaukee's taken off and turned it on. That was our early season dream, right?
Hey, Mr. Lurie, let me just tell you something. You know, you asking for Giannis is like me telling my wife, hey, hon, we're buying a house in St. Francis Woods. It's going to cost about $6 million. We're getting it.
Well, Mayor, he does have three houses already, so he's probably tapped out.
Stop that.
You said
I'm diversifying my real estate portfolio.
Good. That's good, Chesty. I'm proud of you. Well, listen, I hope you guys are having a great holiday season. We've got Warriors. The Giants signed a great shortstop. How exciting is that? Willie Adames, that's a bright spot right there. We got to get fired up about that.
Corbin Burns may be on the way.
And then I don't know what to say. I took my son to the Niner game last Thursday.
How'd that go?
Oh, that was rough.
When that interception with 5 minutes to go was thrown, my son just said, well, there goes our season. That was a rough one. But listen, it's been a long couple of seasons. You get to the Super Bowl, and the injuries have just been insurmountable. And I think that's the story of the season, unfortunately, for our Niners.
Yeah, totally. Look, Mayor, I want to make a promise. I want you to be one of our guests of the year in terms of nominees for next year. So can we have you on more often this year? Because I drove down 6th Street the other day, and look, progress is being made. And you and I have to have a conversation about this, because I'm very happy with what I saw.
Okay, well, that's good. Chesty, I walked with SFPD last Sunday, and, you know, we're developing a game plan. They're working hard. It's just a complex situation, as you know, and there's no quick fixes, and we don't want to just move the problem from one street to the next. And Market Street is better, but we got to get control of the open-air drug markets on 6th Street and get people the help that they need off the streets. And that's the thoroughfare. So when people are coming in for the NBA All-Star Game in February, we got to show off the best of our city. And by the way, we are the greatest city in the world when we are at our best, and we will get back there.
There it is.
We got work to do, but we are going to do it.
All-Star game coming.
And Chesty, you and I go for a walk. We'll go for a walk, you and me, on 6th Street.
I'm ready.
Chesty just started driving down 6th Street. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm glad you're doing it, because it is the progress. It's nasty down there. But, Mayor, come on, keep it real with us. Aren't you disappointed you didn't get a nomination for Guest Moment of the Year or being the Guest of the Year? I know you only called one time, but come on, you're the mayor.
Well, this is two times now, but I just like to keep my head down and grind and do the work. And the accolades, if you do your job, the accolades will come later. And I hope in the years to come, I'm nominated.
There you go. Yep. I think a nomination's coming your way.
2025's your year in more ways than one, Mayor-elect. And happy holidays to you and your family. Yeah. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it. We now consider you friend and family.
Well, you two are friends. And all the listeners, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Go Niners. Go Giants. Go Warriors.
Mayor-elect Daniel Lurie. Good job,
Thank you, Daniel. That's awesome.
Thank you, Daniel. Now, 6th Street has looked the way it's looked for about 30, 35 years. And the TO has a big cleanup, so I hope somebody does it. And Market Street used to be ruthless. There's no doubt about it. But the city does. It has a bad reputation. I want to say it's been quite overblown because of the news cycles, because of social media. And a lot of people say, well, man, we act like San Francisco's Gotham City or something. Nah, I was just in New York City. So a lot, the Soho District had nothing but garbage bags, bums, homeless people, all that stuff. So we'll do better here in San Francisco, but I do think it's a little overblown. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, are you ready to give out some more awards?
No, I'm ready to play this video right here, Spadoni.
Uh-oh.
One of the worst takes in radio history.
Oh my goodness, Bonte.
Ooh,
where do you want to begin?
We got to begin with the quarterback position. And Debbie, over here.
Debbie,
she knows.
Big 957 The Game listener.
Know what time it is. Subscribe to YouTube. Subscribe to Twitch.
Click it.
957 The Game. Mm-hmm. Joe Shasky the Butcher, Bonte Hill, and what we just saw at the quarterback position.
Oh my God.
Let me just say this, Shasky. I'll start it off like this. I will be shocked if Trey Lance is a starting guy quarterback in week number one.
B, I'm going to be real with you. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks play for the 49ers. Undeniable talent. But it's not just the physical tools.
No.
It's the little subtleties of how he played the position,
yeah.
The dropbacks, the ability to move in the pocket when there was a little pressure on the left or right side. And then he throws the ball on time, on the money, in the belly button, letting his receiver turn upfield and make plays.
Let me ask you about the presence.
Oh, my
presence,
God. The moxie.
When he steps in the huddle,
bro,
there's a different swagger to this offense. And I know it's just shirts and skin.
Yeah.
You're wearing shorts. There's no pads right now. And it's only, what, day three, day four? But the zip out of his hands, the way he can run and eat up yards and gobble up yards, it just looks different. And poor Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm not going to say poor because he's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of cake.
Bro.
He's got the J's. But when Jimmy Shasky, he's throwing balls behind guys.
It was bad.
Wobbly.
It was bad today for Jimmy.
He threw a pick six to Fred Warner. He threw another deep shot.
Didn't he just look tentative?
He just looked shook.
And he's holding the ball forever. He doesn't have the ability. Look, how about the yardage that's hidden for Trey Lance to just run?
Run. RPOs and the effectiveness for the RPOs, when he gets on the edge, he can stop on a dime and throw it. The ball's outside. Even when he throws it outside the numbers, he gives his wide receivers a chance to turn and run. So the big takeaway is Trey Lance
is ridiculous.
Phenomenal.
No, he's ridiculous.
Also,
for a guy coming out Division II, he looks like he's played in the league for 5 years, and I'm not even kidding.
He looks great. Also, the defensive line is deep.
Loaded.
We didn't see Kinlaw.
Strongest part of the team
today, and they look good.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So
I couldn't take
we need
anymore,
a category. Though. That just leads me to thinking about another category.
Overreaction?
We need the worst take of the year on the morning roast. And there's been a lot of bad takes. We've got a lot of people calling about bringing in Rex Ryan as a head coach of the 49ers. I mean, he's getting stuffed for times out here for 49er fans.
Chaz, do you want a headset?
No, she doesn't want a headset.
Are you just going to join the show as the third host?
She's going to color right now.
Yeah?
She's color. She's
just
focused.
Join the
but
show.
You know what? I'm focused. By the way, I want to bring Sam Leo up here. The owners are laughing about
growing.
Where is Sam?
Where is
Leo?
Sam, come
Where's
on down.
Sam? Where's Leo? And I want to shout out Michelle, the general manager of Laughing Monk Brewing. Shout out to Michelle. Coming up for Michelle, the GM of this bad boy.
Michelle,
Dario.
Come on down.
Dario, the executive chef. Shout out Dario. The
food
kitchen staff. The bartenders. Stasha and Walter. Stasha and Walter. Great job here. And the servers, Aubrey and Eric. And as well as the busters, Gio, Jamil, and Alvaro. Thank you guys
Thank
so much.
Guys.
Thank you guys
Thank
so much
you.
Here at Laughing Monk Brewing. Now let's bring in the owner. What are the owners? We got Leo somewhere around here.
Come on!
Well, let's bring up Sam on the red carpet.
Down.
The owner of Laughing Monk Brewing.
Come
Sam,
on.
Get up here, Sam. Before we give out our roast moment and morning roaster of the year, we got to bring in Sam for hosting us. He came by the studio a couple weeks ago.
He did.
And you laid out the spray, and we're like, wow, the stuffed chicken breast, the lobster link wing. I brought something from home. Everybody ate it at home. I didn't have a plate.
My son is eating mashed potatoes right now.
Oh, yeah. Baby
Loving
OJ's
them.
Killing it. Baby OJ's killing it.
Well, Shasky, I've got a beef with you.
Uh-oh.
I went and looked at the lobster ravioli, and all the lobster was picked out of it. I want you to be honest with me.
Yeah.
Was it you?
No. Maybe.
I got cameras everywhere. We're gonna check the tape.
Oh, I love that.
I already have CYO checking the tape for my last technical in the fourth quarter from the last game I coached. So this wouldn't be the first tape review game that I've had happen. The food here is incredible. This space is incredible. I mean, it must be awesome on Sundays here.
Oh, it is amazing. Packed house for the Niners games.
Yeah.
We can get the away team so you can heckle them
a little bit.
Yeah,
I like that.
Here.
Like that.
So yeah, it's a blast.
Yeah, and you guys got a San Francisco location too?
Yes, we are located in the Bayview.
Nice.
Yeah, right Very off nice. on Egbert.
And I hear another one is coming soon.
They don't let the cat out of the bag.
The streets are talking. There could be another location.
Yeah, we might have a full restaurant gastropub location coming soon.
Oh, okay. This place is incredible. What's your favorite thing on the menu? Because look, the prime rib today was hitting. I know Rob and Sabrina, I don't really eat prime rib, but when I do, wow. That was really good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And Shout out to Chef Dario again for the amazing spread that he put together. My favorite item is the steak.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know, steak, potatoes, and an onion ring on top.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Wee. Little broccolini.
Yeah, broccolini. Love broccolini.
You know, I'll eat two or three to say I had the vegetables.
Yeah.
Now, you're a big basketball fan. You're a big sports fan. You listen to the show. You listen to the station.
How sad do the Warriors make you?
Yeah.
Really, really sad.
More sad than your Cal Bears?
You know, I don't know why you were trying to get personal right now.
Seriously. The bowl game.
That ain't right.
That's not right. No, it wasn't right that they were on ESPN playing in that bowl game.
You know, we lost our quarterback.
That's I know.
What are you Mark Batson, the mid-seed. The women's team's doing pretty well.
The women's team's amazing. I just met with the coach, too. We did something with the Jason Kidd Invitational, and she came by and said hi. They're doing amazing. So, you know, you'll see me at the women's basketball game.
How long has this place been here at this Sunnyvale location?
Since 94.
Wow. This place is incredible. It looks brand new. The views are incredible. Filmo Mike couldn't get over the ambiance that you had going on here.
I walked from the hotel room. It was a 5-minute walk from the hotel room.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. Ducks are in the lake.
Yeah.
It was nice, cool air. It was just beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's you know, we love this location. We got another one in Scotts Valley.
Oh, nice.
Same vibe, same thing. So, you know, if you're going down to Santa Cruz, stop by just right off the exit on 17.
A little Pasatiempo. I play a little golf, you know. I stop off at Laughing Monk. Let's do
go.
It.
There you go. What do you golfer? Think about the? What do you think about this crowd?
We're gonna go
what do you think about this crowd here?
Oh, my God. So amazing. Who other than the morning roast? Who other than the morning roast can get people out here at 6 a.m.?
It's incredible.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
What amazing fans. And thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys.
Just give it up to Sam for hosting us, man. You didn't have to do this. Great stuff, Sam.
Thank you, bro. Really means a lot. Really means a lot. You know, it's we always say, like, help support the people who support us. Laughing Monk has supported us, and we just met him. Please come and support this place. This is the place to be. Guys, you've all had the food.
Y'all had the food.
Come on. Come on. By a round of applause, how good is the food here?
We have about 23 minutes left, and we have 2 awards to give away. And these are the big boys. These are the big awards.
I'm not going to lie. I'm the kind of person, I hated waiting till Christmas morning to open my gifts, so I would run into the garage and try to find where my dad would hide
the gifts. That does not surprise me.
And then, like, I'd, like, rip it open so I could look inside. I hate secrets. Yeah. I hate waiting.
You
did a pretty good job waiting until the end.
Yeah, no, you did. I'm proud of you, buddy, because I know. Hey, look, the roast moment. We're going to start with the roast moment.
Roast moment.
And then we have the roaster of the year.
Okay.
And we got some great nominees. But let's go to the roast moment. Spadoni hit us.
What's up, roasters? Filmo, Mike, and the Billing with you. Hopefully, y'all enjoying the food. Coming with the morning roast moment of the year right now, man. Linda in Oakland recalls the time she met Steiny at a bar.
I met your friend, Steiny.
Yeah, Steiny. At a bar?
She's talking about a place right down the street from where I live. Uh-huh. I go there here and there. What's going on?
You were really nice that night.
Bonte and Shasky, they believe the Warriors can make a run.
6 months ago, in fact, I just typed in on YouTube,
uh-oh,
Warriors deep run.
It's worth saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Hey. I've learned from my mistakes. No. I'm not doing it again.
Lubman and Spadoni are the real Bonte and Shasky.
I am really concerned about where things are going with the Warriors here right now. I mean, without Steph out, I'm really, really worried. David Sampson was saying last night.
You're always worried, okay?
Am I wrong?
Yes.
Joe Shasky, he would die to be the A's.
I know so many people that are diehard baseball fans, and you know what they all, well, at least we're not the A's. Did you watch the A's last night?
Yeah.
I would die to be the A's right now.
Bonte Hill is not impressed with the Mona Lisa.
When I went to the Louvre and I saw the Mona Lisa, thought it was overrated.
I want to see Bonte at the Louvre meticulously breaking down these paintings.
With the monocle. Listen. We're not hard on the Mona Lisa.
Bonte Hill makes a deal with general manager BPA.
I'm giving you 268 made threes last year, 301 the year before.
And I'm sorry, I hate to break the narrative.
Oh, so you're just wasting my time there.
This is the best work you've ever done.
And the Doobie Award goes to Bonte and Brian in Palo Alto.
Brian!
Play the whole thing. Can we play the whole interaction?
Oh, no.
Do we have it?
Mr. Hill, walk right this way. GM Brian in Palo Alto is here to see you.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up, BPA?
I'm not doing anything crazy.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not looking for anything crazy.
Shasky, I'm just a man.
I know, Shasky. I know you're a man. Nobody's calling you.
So, Mr. Hill, can you tell them how many years and how much money you want for Klay Thompson?
Yeah, you know, I like to be respected. I like 3 years and a player option.
I'm not scared.
Okay, you're not scared of that. Then fine, let's do business then. What's the wait?
Don't give me false equivalencies.
Well, I guess.
I guess you and Brian won roast moment.
On behalf of BPA and myself,
let's go.
I accept this roast moment of the year. Thank you to all the roasters, all the hard work we did. BPA, I guess we have something in common. We're Doobie Award winners. Go figure.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Well, really quick, I want to give a secondary shout out here to Joe Spadoni, who helped make that conversation happen. He has been back in the studio this whole show, pressing all the buttons, making sure we're on air. Can we just give a big hand of a round of applause to Joe Spadoni?
Thank you, Joe. Keeping
us on the air. He couldn't be here, but he deserves his love, too.
This will go next to my college diploma, I guess.
Okay.
I'll put it right there.
Well, do you have any television awards?
I don't have any television awards.
I know that those would go higher than the radio awards.
We haven't even got nominated for Marconi, so we're doing something wrong.
I mean, that's why you need to have me on that post-game show.
I need to have you on there. Well, that's radio Marconi's. Okay. Emmys or TV. Whatever.
You know, I was talking with the big boss, man, and I was saying to him, I said, I don't know if there has been a morning show that's been around at 95.7 The Game as long as ours. And look, every day could be our last day. We could get, you know, taken out like in The Sopranos. But it really is without you guys, like the audience, the crowd out there. We aren't a show and we don't have a station. And so when we do some fun stuff like what we're doing today, it allows us to reflect. And there's times where we don't know. We make stuff and we do stuff on radio.
Don't get sappy on me,
Shasky. Do people like it? Do they not like it? Do they hate us? They probably hate us, you know, whatever. That's fine.
We got a lot of haters.
A lot of haters. But honestly, I reflect on the year we have, and I just, on behalf of the show and everyone, I said at the beginning of it, 95.7 The Game, everybody that does this, we do this for you guys because all of us are fans at heart, and without the fans, we don't have a station. And I mean this from everybody here. Just thank you guys. Thank you people that are here. Thank you that you're driving in your car. I know a lot of people They got a lot of stuff going on.
You're going to make me cry, Sasquatch. Well, you're getting all sappy on me, man.
Hear me out. It's one of the hardest years of my life, right? Professionally and personally, for a variety of things. I want to kill this guy on a daily basis. He wants to kill me. I want to kill him. Sam Lubman, my producer.
There's a lot of killing this morning,
there
man.
There is a lot of killing. It's like the Sopranos. It's like the Sopranos. But when we come in and we turn the mics off, it allows us to kind of get away from the real stresses of life and talk about sports. And yeah, I want to fire Farhan. And yeah, Brock Purdy makes me pull my hair out. And yes, Kyle Shanahan not knowing the overtime rules is inexcusable. Like, it's just inexcusable.
But my question to you is, what does it make you want to pull your hair out?
Seeing my beautiful little boy over there, and he's smiling in my wife's hands.
There's a long little pause there.
I think that's what it is. But I mean this. I know we, like, you guys that take the time out to listen to us and to come down here, just thank you guys. Like, I mean that. Thank you. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays. Let's end this thing on a bang. Are we ready?
Not quite yet.
Why?
Not quite yet.
Before we get to our roaster of the year, so earlier in the show, we honored Robin Sambruno for the call of the year.
Okay.
On the line right now is our 2023 Call of the Year winner, Brianna in Detroit. Brianna!
What?
Hi. Hi, guys.
What's up, Brianna?
You guys were... Listen, congratulations to another great year. You guys were great today.
Thank you, Brianna. We appreciate it. What's going on in Motown? How are they feeling about the Lions?
I mean, I don't know why it's one injury after another. We can't stop getting hurt here. I don't know what's happening, but we've had a very successful year after you guys eliminating us last year. So, I think you guys are kind of spoiled in the Bay Area because you were winning for so long. But it happens in sports, you guys. It'll be okay. Maybe the Warriors will make a really big move soon. You know, sometimes I have the inside scoop. So maybe they'll be making a really big move soon.
So what is the inside scoop on the Warriors? What are you hearing about the Golden State Warriors, Brianna?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna keep it close-knit because I don't want to say too much, but something big is going to happen because some people have not panned out to be what they thought they would be. So I will leave it there.
Brianna,
Brianna, can I ask you a question? After last year, the whole sliding in the DMs drop, which was hilarious, how many of our roasters, the people that are listening, tried to slide into your DMs?
You know what? A few people actually did, and one person that lives there, and he calls in a lot, he actually found me on Instagram. I was like, how the heck did you find me? And so we started, just chatting. He came here to hang out with some of his friends, and we actually met up and had lunch. He was really, really cool, made a kind of like a new friend. And so, yeah.
Look at that. We're like Cupid.
I would love to investigate who that was, but did he pay for the bill? That's the most important. Did he pick up the bill?
He definitely picked up the bill.
Oh, definitely. Wow. Brianna, thank you for calling in. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, guys. Have another great year next year.
Thank you, Brianna.
Brianna in Detroit, everybody.
Wow.
So I wonder which roaster slid the DMs and took her out to lunch. That's next level.
Well, and that, you have to ask about who
packed that. That's
such an awkward question.
No, I just want to make sure that guy was a gentleman. That's all.
Sometimes women want to pay, too.
No, well, sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't want to split. Sometimes they do. But I just got to make sure gentlemen. I would pay if I was there.
Right, you know? Oh, yeah, she's not happy. Yeah, that's enough.
You set yourself up for that one.
Yeah, I did. Sometimes you swing and sometimes you miss.
All right. For the moment we've been waiting for here. We've got about 12 minutes left in the show.
All right.
We've been waiting for this one. It's the grand finale. It's the morning roaster of the year. Before we do that, we have Uncle Gene here.
Like the Masters.
The reigning rookie roaster of the year. Not the rookie of the year. The reigning roaster of the year. The reigning roaster of the year. Uncle Gene.
Gene, right over here.
Get here. He's going to pass baton to the 2024 roaster of the year. Spadoni.
Play it.
Hit us with it.
Play it.
This is the reason why we here, people. We trying to see who roasts the best. Coming with the morning roaster of the year, Brian in Palo Alto. Tony in Oakland. TC in Sacramento. Nick in Berkeley. Nick in San Jose. Adam in the city. Verducci in the El Dorado Hills. And the Doobie Award goes to... Tony in Oakland.
Tony in Oakland.
What?
Oh, the roaster of the year. The roaster of the year. Tony, 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 Tony. Upset of the year. Upset of the year. Tony's in the zone.
Brian and Palo Alto's punching air somewhere right now.
Deservedly so.
Here.
Deservedly so.
Put the new.
Get the
new
jersey out, Tony. Tony in Oakland. The 2024 roaster of the year.
Wow.
Tony in Oakland. Wow.
The floor is yours, Tony.
Tony.
You're in the zone.
You're in the zone. You usually go on the air for about 5 minutes. I let you keep talking.
Chesky
hates me for it.
No, it's
but
yours.
The
you
floor is yours. You got however
whatever
long you need.
Want.
First, I wanted to say thank you guys for being. How does this go down?
That's a perfect start to the speech.
Moment. For being there. I mean, you guys are like going back to high school when all the cool people were in the hall, right? And then you can mix it up, and then before going to class or never arrive to class, right?
Yeah.
So we're also glad you're there because you give the vibe, right?
I love it.
And then, so, you know, in case if I didn't go to the club or whatever, but it's fun to mix it up. And sometimes I gotta wait really long, Sam, to get on.
Right. They just threw you under the bus.
It's her speech.
Fonte's the one who decides when we go to the
club. No, wait. Throw me under the bus now.
I am throwing you under the bus.
I bring Tony straight to the air.
I'm Tony agnostic.
What?
I'm agnostic. I'm indifferent. I have no problem when you call.
You're not agnostic. You had your priest on.
Well, yeah, I'm Catholic. I'm talking about in this particular situation.
But, you know, and so I wanted you to help Shasky to get in the zone more, right?
I used to get in the zone.
Have I succeeded at that?
But what we haven't done yet is obviously is not working because Shanahan is
calling. Oh, my God. Do we have Tony's call? Do we have Tony's full call on when she
called
for
Shanahan?
Let's listen
to the call. We'll get into it in a second. Continue, show. You guys can cut Tony off. Let it go.
Sorry.
So, you know, this is, hey, Sam, you would know this. Who is the coach for Florida State?
Oh, Mike Norvell.
Yeah, Ponte would know that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I said
that
Mike Norvell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I
was looking at that guy because what he learned is that everyone that works for him is pretends like he's the head coach. So he does a great job. Where Shanahan is a control freak, right? And he doesn't spread the wealth around. And then he doesn't know the rules and he hides behind his cap, right? When he's doing press interviews.
I know.
So what do you want to ask me?
I don't know. We usually don't ask you any questions, Tony. You just go. Oh, Brock Purdy. How you feeling about Brock Purdy?
Okay, well, as I've said, Brock has it. That's why I originally got on this show, because I never called into a show.
Yeah.
But then everyone was saying that Brock didn't have it. And I could feel he didn't. I said he would make it to the Super Bowl.
I love this.
You did call it. You did call it.
So let me ask you, how did you find our show?
Yes.
I told you.
No.
I was flipping through.
Uh-huh.
And then I heard this stuff about Brock Purdy, and so I had to get on.
That's what it was.
Yes.
So Bonte hating on Brock started the whole thing.
No, it wasn't him. It
Bonte
was other people calling in.
Yeah, right? There you go. There's no hater in my game.
That's such.
I like Brock Purdy.
Wait, is Lie of the Year going to be a category next year?
I like Brock Purdy.
Brock is still going to do it. This is what you guys, I mean, people don't understand. Shanahan's in his ear the entire time. Can you imagine having a person with no charisma, no stuff in your ear?
I do know what that's like.
Don't talk about our boss like that, Shasky.
I'm just sitting by. I'm catching bullet after bullet over here. I guess it's well deserved after my first 3 hours.
Having like people in your ear. year. Oh my God, you would do so much better. Like, how many guys here play sports and had a coach that gave them the stuff?
So what about your tennis background? Because you love tennis. I love tennis. He knows nothing about tennis.
I don't know anything.
I was at the U.S. Open, Tony, watching Coco Gauff and Djokovic.
And what happened?
I was in the zone.
I was right. She has a new coach now.
She has a new coach. My boy Brad Gilbert. Yeah. Shout out BG Tennis Nation. We're not going there. We're not going there at all. Shout out BG Tennis Nation.
You know, I had no idea what you look like, but for some reason, I had a feeling you looked exactly like you look.
No, you did.
Yeah, I
do. No, you did.
I can just imagine you guys saying, how would I look?
That's what we all, that was the biggest question is, what does, to everyone would text me, my friends, you think she's real? I'm like, yes, she's real. Of course she's real. I'm dead serious, right?
I don't know about that.
But you know what? There is a way to solve the problem.
What problem?
With the Niners. All you got to do is get them into the zone before they hit. It's really easy. You line them up and I'll say, okay, who felt it last time? And they don't have to talk.
I'm hearing it.
Hey, Tony, you and I are always in the zone.
Jerry Rice was talking about this. He doesn't think that the family should be on the field.
I'll say, Bonte, tell me about it. And you might, and then all of a sudden it spreads like wildfire.
It's contagious.
No one gets them in.
It's true.
I mean, the guy who left the field, what's his name?
Devondre Campbell,
yeah.
He just got, because that shows there's no leadership. That would never happen.
It's true.
What about Nick Bosa not saying anything to him before the game after hearing him say that he's going to quit or he's not happy about his role?
I mean, the guy, you could see, he's out in the snow without a hat on. Then he goes in for the press and he has a hat on, right? So he can hide.
It's true.
I mean.
So Tony, what does this award mean to you?
Oh, it means everything.
Where will you place that award? Will it go in the living room? Will it go in the kitchen? Will it go in your bedroom on the nightstand?
In the bedroom, and then I have all the zones.
What is the zone stuff? I want to know what the zone stuff is, Tony.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
This is a child show.
Dump button.
This is a child
sometimes,
show.
Sometimes.
We have a child next
we
to
have
us.
Somebody dropping that bomb
be
earlier.
Careful.
Live on location.
Anyway, there's this thing that there were all these pieces of rocks, coral on the beach in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I asked to receive, oh my God, if a museum were to see this piece, it looks like two kissing, and then on the back, it's head. It's when you have the divine kiss. Do you know
really?
What
no,
is?
I don't know.
I know, Tony. I know.
Okay. No, that's when the flow is going through right
it.
From the divine.
I love it.
Oh, Tony.
Man, Tony.
Everybody.
Tony.
Get a picture over here. You got to get a picture
Gene
with us.
He's going to place the tie.
Oh, he's going to place the tie on you, Tony.
You give it to the next winner.
The 2024 Morning Roaster of the Year. Tony in Oakland, everybody. Tony. Get a picture in here. Get her a swishy-asky. Somebody's got to talk on the air. Hey, love it. Filibuster for a second. It's your time to shine, buddy.
Oh, man, what a wild scene here. Tony getting her pictures in with Bonte and Chasky. And as we wrap up the show here, actually, you know what, Spinelli, let's hit Fast Five here.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
That was unbelievable. What a show. Those 4 hours flew by. Hopefully everybody had a great time here at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Tony and Oakley, Roaster of the Year.
It was
unbelievable. By the way, special shout out my boy Ralph at Coyote Creek. Ralph, where you at? How did you? Where's Ralph at? Anyway, shout out to our special friends, Robertsons.
Fast Five, line it up.
From New Zealand. Oh. Jeff, Patty, Stu, Gemma, and a special congratulations to New Bed student Ava. We love you all. That's Ralph at Coyote Creek. My final thought is you guys
Filmo.
Are amazing. You guys make the show, you make the station. This is awesome. Filmo Mike, get in here. Great job.
Great job, Filmo Mike. Filmo Mike.
Unbelievable.
All time.
Congrats to Bob Myers. Congrats to Jim Fleming, Tony, Jacob and Castro Valley. Who else? We had our rookie roaster, Oscar at EPA.
Yep.
Congrats to
Oreo Cookie.
Shout out to all the Doobie Award winners.
And I just want to give a big thanks to all the people behind the scenes at 95.7 The Game that put this on. The promo people, Jesse, your whole crew, Carter, Risotto, Lubman, Nahegan, everybody, Whitley, TJ, you know we love you. You're the absolute best.
us. What did Risotto do today?
Radio station doesn't exist without you. We
Risotto
love you.
Just stole the money today, huh?
Yeah, Risotto.
Bill Mike, give us your final thought.
Bill Mike, what's your final thought?
Great show, man. Great food and food. Please forgive me for calling the prime rib kind of pink. That thing was hella good.
That's a drop.
Let's go.
There's so many trucks in the day.
Oh, my God.
Laughing Monk Brewing.
Laughing Monk Brewing.
The weed is hitting hard. That's all.
Yeah, man. I look high right now.
You getting an Uber home or what's going on?
I don't know. Yeah, get the Ubers. Where the cops
Corporate
at,
Mike isn't going to work
today. Cops are waiting for some DUIs.
I love it.
Holiday quarter. Shout out to Spadoni out there.
Yes,
who's
Spadoni.
Back in the studio. We wish he was here, but he was here in spirit. Everybody clap it up for Spadoni.
Let's go.
Back in the studio.
Let's go. And you know what? Merry Christmas.
Merry
Good
Christmas.
Luck affording gifts. My God, is it expensive.
Yeah, I'm broke right now. Hey, Spadoni.
Oh, little guys. Hey, Spadoni.
Hey, Spadoni.
We love you,
you got
buddy.
A sign here.
Yes.
Hey, who else was back there with Spadoni?
Ken.
Ken. What's up, Ken?
He's a Dolphins fan, though. So.
Yeah, forget Ken. I ain't shutting him out, man. The Dolphins.
We love Ken, though.
Classic morning roast. Just
go back to New York City. All right.
And it's a drive-by.
Oh, wait. We got to read, too, right?
We got some Laughing Monk people to thank here.
Oh, yeah. All right. Sam and Leo, the owners of Laughing Monk.
Michelle, the general manager.
Chef Dario. The kitchen staff as well.
Absolutely.
Sasha Walter. The servers, Aubrey and Eric. Gio, Jamil, Alvaro, the busters around here. Thank you for waking up so damn early.
Hell
to
yeah.
Come serve us all here at Laughing Monk Brewing. You guys are awesome.
Thank
awesome,
you for
awesome,
everything.
Awesome.
Thank you, the audience. Thank you for the 5 great years. We hope to do 55 more before we get kicked on out of here.
There it is. Sam Lovin, what you got?
No, it's a great year, Aussie. Seeing how the Doobie Awards formed that first year where Bonte, you and I just kind of kicked the idea around, put it together last second, to last year when Jokic absolutely ruined the entire show. Having it all go off like it did this year, I cannot wait to see how we top this thing next year. We're going to have all you guys back here next year for it. It's going to be an amazing 2025.
What do you know, Lovin? Shaq's going to come up with this idea. Can you believe that?
No, it's with you and me, baby. We come up with all the ideas.
First time for something.
Anna, I know you want to talk. Anna.
Does this work?
Yes.
Hey, Brianna, come slide in my DMs.
Whoa!
Okay. I don't know what that was.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
To that show.
We're a nonviolent show.
God, that was fast. I brought to you by Xfinity at Home Run to go. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices, everybody. That's it for us. How about the Doobie Awards?
Yeah!
Woo! There's Matt and Hagen, and then there's everybody else.